And now it's time for the Called to Cultivate podcast, the podcast that understands your call to educate, elevate, and enrich the lives of others. Please welcome your podcast host, Regina Coley.
Hi, guys. It's Regina Coley, aka the Motivator, Educator, and Cultivator. And welcome to day 3 of 12 days of learning. I hope that you've enjoyed the first 2 resources that have been available in this series thus far. And today I want to help you learn how to homeschool. I am a homeschool mom. We've been homeschooling now for, with this entire crew, new crew of kids, a little over a school year now. I also homeschooled when my second son was just a little one, and it was something that was on my heart to want to do for years, but because I also served as a teacher and I was working full time, I didn't know how I would be able to manage homeschool and working. So when we kind of made some natural transitions in our life, I thought that that would be an opportune time for us to explore homeschooling. So we did, and we love it. And so we are one of few homeschoolers in our area, but we've been finding our tribe and we've been connecting. So I know sometimes when you're stepping out, when you're trying something new, and perhaps you don't know anybody else in your circle who does it, or you don't really feel supported because people think, you know, what's wrong with you? Why are you wanting to homeschool your kids? You know, the school system works just fine, but you have opposing viewpoints as to why you may be choosing to homeschool in your family. It can lead to a lot of frustration and isolation. And so that was one of the things that I would hope that you don't have to experience, or you just may have a series of questions where you kind of don't know where to look for things and resources. But because I am an educator, I felt like it was a little bit of an easier transition for me, but it was still new, uncharted territory. So again, I put together all of my questions, all of my get started guides, tips, and strategies inside of the Get Going guide for you. So it is a guide that's available to address several issues that quite a few parents have in terms of, you know, what do we do about socialization? What should our daily schedule look like? Where can I go for curriculum and resources? Should I buy something full out? I've heard some things about unschooling and deschooling, and what are those things, and what am I supposed to do with my child? And then if you have kids, like more than one child, sometimes it's like, how do I balance my daily schedule with them not all studying the same thing because they're on multiple grade levels? So instructing students or your children in a variety of platforms can also be kind of confusing. So the Get Started guide will address a lot of those questions for you. One of the blessings that I have found, though, just as it relates to homeschool as a whole, is I really get an opportunity to really enjoy my kids. And I know that that sounds crazy because it feels like, you know, I'm with them all the time. And sometimes that can lead to easily a parent being burnt out because you are with your kids from the minute you wake up until you go to sleep at night. And it's just a lot of togetherness time, but it's precious time that you won't ever get back. And those are years that you'll look back on and realize what an opportunity you had to really impart knowledge and skill and character traits, and for us, a very strong spiritual foundation for our kids that they normally would not have had if they'd gone or continued to go to a public school. So this guy really, it doesn't really get into a lot of what our family does. Those resources are also available at reginacoley.com/homeschool. But this guide does give you a pretty good foundation on how and where to get started. I have parents that sometimes speak to me and say, you know, next school year I wanted to homeschool my child. I just want to start pulling together my knowledge and my resources. And where do I get started? And one of the places I tell everyone to get started is just start thrifting. If you don't, visit your local Goodwill or your local Salvation Army or whatever thrift stores are in your area. You need to start now. 99% of what I needed to get started homeschooling, I got from the thrift store and have been collecting for years, especially in the book section. I go if there are nice picture books. Sometimes I find books that have CDs in them. I find DVDs. I find VHS tapes because, you know, a lot of people are getting rid of those. And at the time, we still had a VHS player. I've since gotten rid of mine, but collecting as many resources as you can. Sometimes I'll find CDs, lullabies, music CDs, CDs from other countries and cultures. And I'm like, that would be nice to kind of expose them to another country's music, another culture's music. Because our ultimate goal is to raise kids who are ready for the world, who are ready not just to compete with people who are from their same neighborhood or from their same community, but compete with people on a global level, because that's the way our world works. Rarely will you be in an environment where you're just amongst people that are your age. When you step out into the real world, you have to deal with people that are from multiple backgrounds, multiple age groups, and you also have to work together at a job. And so homeschooling provides a foundation where kids can understand that from a very early age, you need to learn how to interact with children. You need to learn how to interact with babies. You need to interact with kids that are your age, that may not be your age, that may not look like you, that may not speak the same language as you. And you all will have to live in this world together. So creating that kind of global mindedness is so critical for myself. And also as an African-American woman, incorporating our history is very, very important to me. I want my kids to understand that we come from a long lineage of kings and queens, and our history does not start at slavery. And sometimes when we study in school and in social studies, those American history books, that's where our history starts. It's Martin Luther King, it's Rosa Parks, and it's slavery. And that's not the mentality, and that's not the truth. So to me, I want to, as a homeschool mom, give my kids access to the truth. And we do that through reading books. We do that through listening to stories. A lot of what I do as well is put together a lot of resources. And if you are interested in me assisting you as you're developing your homeschool curriculum and you're wanting to put together resources, let's say I am interested in Black History, Ancient Kings and Queens, but I really haven't been able to find access to that resource in a way that works for me, or I want to teach my pre-K kid and everything that I see is only available for high schoolers. What can I put together for my little ones so that they can still learn too? Glad you asked. Homeschool resource development and just educational resource development is one of the services that I offer. And you can learn more about the services that I offer by going to reginacoley.com. And up at the menu tab, the far right, you'll see the services tab. You can click on that and download the Work With Me guide, which lists all of the services, educational services that I provide as a consultant. And one of those is putting together educational resources for you and your family so that you can have a distinct curriculum that works just for you, and it works in a way where not only are your kids learning, but honestly, I learned so much, and it's a refreshing to be able to look back on those things. Because when you think about it, once you pretty much have graduated from school, a lot of these conversations you're not having on a day-to-day basis, and you may or may not be picking up books that continue to explore these topics. So when you teach your child, not only is it great for them, but it's a refresher for you. And to me, it's so inspirational because I get to look back at this and be reminded of my lineage and my ancestry. And it just helps to propel the work that I'm doing now and remind me of the importance and the value of education, because there is a dark point in our history where we were not treated equally and our ancestors all didn't have access to books and reading. And being able to start our own businesses and being able to project ourselves in a way that we can now in terms of creating a positive image. And there were times that stereotypes believed that our Black families couldn't have two parents and, you know, we couldn't get PhDs. And so I think there's an opportunity to really defy the odds and homeschooling just provides this wonderful place for us to come together and to really be able to share in a spirit of excellence and a love for learning. I don't want my kids to feel like learning is a chore and, oh, I gotta go complete this worksheet that I have absolutely zero interest in. That's not helping my child learn. When kids sit down, they just have to flip through workbooks and worksheets and work pages because you kind of force them to. It just makes them want to be compliant with you and please you as a parent, to where they're saying, yeah, I'll do it because my mom asked me to do it. Or, you know, I'll do it because it's required of me, not necessarily because I love to do it. And so that is one of the things that I want my kids to understand is I love learning. Like, I love to read a book. That's not a chore for me. I love to write. I love to research. I'll research even though it's not required. However, I'm in, you know, a doctoral student, so I'm constantly doing research and writing literature reviews and papers, but that's honestly something that I would do anyway, even if I didn't have to do it for school. I've been doing it for years, putting together reports and papers. I just enjoy doing that. And so for my kids, they're kind of looking like, you know, what's so exciting about that? It's because it's the sharing of information and it's access, again, to an opportunity I know so many did not have. So I take advantage of it when I can, because I can. And I want them to understand that they have that power because they can and should. And not only that, it's a way to increase your brilliance. I think you can't pour from an empty cup. So the more you know, the more you can share out, the smarter you are, the more you can add value, the more you can help someone else along their journey. And that's what life is all about, is being able to help another person, support other people, and not just take things for yourself, but to really give back. One of the things I always say is life is about learning, earning, and returning. So our kids right now are really spending a large amount of time learning. Later, they'll transition into earning as they move into either their career or if they choose entrepreneurship, whatever the future holds for them. And then so much of what they'll end up doing during their senior years is returning, because that's all you can really do is kind of give back and help the next generation as you transition on your way out of this earthly realm. So when we do that, we focus a lot on the stages of life, and I understand that they're just in a really short season of learning, and I want to make sure that that season is filled with a lot of love, a lot of support, and it's not something that they have to look at as, you know, this is my only choice in life, is to get up each and every day and go to school and go through the rigmarole of being forced to stand in a line and being told when you have to go to the bathroom. That's like all of that stuff to me. It's a systematic way of doing things, and it works for a large majority, but it didn't work for us. And so if you're finding yourself in that same boat, I definitely want you to go to reginacoley.com/homeschool. Go ahead and get your hands on the Homeschool Get Started Guide. Even if you are a homeschooling family, it does have a number of good resources in there in terms of curriculum resources. Some of my favorite websites are where I like to go to get information from my own family, but a large majority of what my kids have is the things that I create. So if you are interested in that too, it's putting together something really custom and nice and specific just for your family, I would love to assist you in your journey. Again, you can go to reginacoley.com, anywhere from the website, honestly. On the menu tab, it is the services tab. It's in the upper right-hand corner. Click on that and download the Work With Me guide. You can see information there as to how to get started with your homeschool or educational resource development, where I'll help pull together books and workbooks and videos and music, CDs and experiences that you can enjoy with your children so that both of you can enjoy what it really means to be a lifelong learner and how knowledge really creates power for you, for your kids, and for everyone's future. As always, if you have any questions, I would love to answer them for you, especially as it relates to homeschooling. I mean, I just love it. I love it. I love it. It gets me excited to even talk about it. You can email me, Regina@reginacoley.com. I would love to answer any questions or concerns that you have. either as it relates to homeschooling or as it relates to the 12 days of learning. So I will see you tomorrow as we enter into day 4 and I share some more goodies with you. Take care. Be blessed. I'll see you then.